This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of these stations. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls, because we have with us a very, very special guest. Her name is Charlotte Isabey, and I was supposed to have her on the last hour, and we'd forgotten. And so we're going to have her on this hour. Charlotte, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, Stan. Yep, good. Here I am.
All right, fine. And we're going to be talking about the Office of Homeland Security. Now, we are told we are involved in a life and death struggle against terrorism. And, of course, that is what most people perceive. But then, as we always say, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And so if we're really involved in a life and death struggle against the wicked terrorists who are threatening to destroy our way of life, why have we left the southern border open where the terrorists could come in anytime they want to? And why have there been no new major terrorist attacks on the United States since the phony attack using American anthrax in October of the year 2001? And why is it that the administration has done everything they could to block the arming of our pilots? Now, there's only about 150 pilots now that have been armed. In fact, actually, they had the right to carry a weapon until just a few weeks before the 9/11 attack, and then the administration canceled that right. And, of course, they had to have taken special training, and very few of the pilots had done it. But after 9/11, they were all ready to do it, and the administration put every barrier in their way. And then, of course, even after they finally were forced, you know, by public clamor to set up a program, they blocked it and delayed it. And we only have 150 out of over 10,000 commercial airline pilots who are now have the right to carry a gun. And of course, they're taking our marshals off of air marshals off of our planes. If we're really involved in this terrible battle against terrorism, why is it that, you know, the president is protecting the Saudi Arabian princes who financed Al-Qaeda both before and after the 9/11 attack? And why is he censoring the information that the American people were allowed to see in the Joint Intelligence Committee report? And is there part of this that we're not really getting the truth on? And have you had this uneasy feeling, Charlotte, that maybe we're not getting the full truth?
Oh, absolutely. You know that, Stan. I've had that feeling for too long, and unfortunately, Americans are very naive, and they wish to believe the best of their elected officials, and they have no more understanding, unfortunately, except for those who listen to you regularly, that everything that is taking place right now, I don't care what it is, in your local community at the state level with sustainable development or the COPS program at the local community or at the federal level with the police, who, of course, have been training with the Soviets for years. We always just get into the Soviet agreements, right? It's all been planned. That's why we keep being told that you never mention the word conspiracy. It's been the biggest massive conspiracy from day one, starting certainly at the beginning of the last century. And right now it's so obvious, but the Americans have been so, not through no fault of their own, dumbed down, that they can't recognize it. I mean, if you don't know what form of government you're meant to have, or what economic system you're meant to have, or what communism, fascism, socialism all are, you won't know when your own conservative Republican president implements the very system that it was supposed to be dead, communism.
We're going to be back. We're going to be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Charlotte Isabey, here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when we want to introduce our special guest for today. Her name is Charlotte Isabey, and Charlotte was, of course, with the Department of Education during the early years of the Reagan administration. She's written a wonderful book we carry called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and, of course, she speaks from firsthand experience, having worked with the Foreign Service for many years, having traveled throughout the world. Her father and grandfather came from the Skull and Bones organization, but Charlotte is on the front lines of the effort to educate the American people about what's really going on today. Charlotte Isabey, thank you so very much for being our guest here on Radio Liberty this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Stan. As usual, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. As I always say, the only problem being on your show is that I always want to listen to you instead of giving my own spiel on what's going on, because you're so knowledgeable and you have such a fantastic way of putting everything together that I always feel that when I speak, I end up taking up your time, which...
Not at all. In fact, my wife gets after me when I say too much. So today we're going to let you talk, and we're going to be talking about the Office of Homeland Security and the implications of this massive increasing of federal control over every aspect of our lives in the name of fighting terrorism, of course, and the wicked terrorists, and that, as we pointed out a few moments ago. But if we really are fighting the war against terrorists, why haven't they sealed our southern borders? Why are they encouraging illegal immigration? Why aren't they arming our airline pilots? Only 150 are armed. Why are they taking air marshals off of the planes? Why is the president protecting the Saudis and the Pakistanis who financed Al-Qaeda both before 9/11 and today? Are we really involved in a war on terrorism, or is this being used to justify taking away our freedom in the name of preserving our security?
Well, see, that's what you just did it, right? You just did what I love to listen to. Absolutely. I mean, I narrow it down to one little thing. That why are they doing all of this when Charlotte Isabey, if she wanted, which I don't want to do, obviously, could put some little suitcase bombs in a suitcase. I could get all dressed up and look like I was, you know, one of the jet set, go down to Washington, D.C. or New York City, get on the metro, leave my suitcase, and have the whole thing blow up. I mean, look, they can't deal with terrorism. Is not something that you can spend billions of dollars, as we are doing right now, to get after. You have to get after the core reason for terrorism.
And you have to get after the core country, because every terrorist program has a nation behind it that's paying the terrorists, providing the explosives, and, of course, giving them the training, because most people wouldn't know how to build a bomb. I certainly wouldn't. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and with us, of course, is Charlotte Isabey. And Charlotte was just saying, you know, isn't it amazing? We have this terrible war against terrorism, and yes, there are some attacks that are taking place over in India, and certainly some attacks, and we've seen them in Bali, and we've seen them in Egypt, and we saw one recently there, right in Iraq, where the killing of a man who was a Well, he was sort of antagonistic to the American government, as a matter of fact, and he and about 40 or 50 other people were supposedly killed by these terrorists who came in from other countries. How are these terrorists getting in there? I mean, you mean we're not even guarding the Iraqi border? Certainly Iraq wouldn't have let the terrorists in. How are they getting in there? And now, of course, but the amazing thing is, we haven't had any major attacks here in America, but we create the constant impression, because, of course, we're constantly told, the terrorists are going to attack next week. We've got this definite information from Mohammed Salem Atta, or whatever his name might be. You know, somebody over in Egypt, or we captured this fellow in Qatar, and he told us there's going to be a big attack next week, and everybody's frightened to death. But those attacks never seem to come. And yet, of course, when they knew there was going to be an attack, they didn't tell the American people, because they knew the attack. I mean, they told David Shippers, government agents had told Garth Nichols even the day of the attack, although they didn't tell him it was going to be in the World Trade Organization. And he had told the government, they'd warned Willie Brown the night before, they warned the people in the Defense Department, everybody on the street in New York to do the attack was coming. But see, the FBI just couldn't believe an attack. They thought it was going to be overseas someplace, despite the fact that the Mossad and Putin and the German government and the Moroccans and the Jordanians had all told them the attack was coming here in the United States. And they had two calls the day before from Iranians saying they're going to fly planes into the World Trade Center, but they had no idea that anything was going to happen. So you pick up the story from there. We have this major battle against terrorism, but of course we're not seeing that terrorism here in the United States, but we have the perception of terrorism, and so we live in fear of terrorism, and so step by step we give up our freedom in the name of fighting terrorism.
Well, what I'd like to discuss tonight, Stan, is this story that the American Free Press published back in, what is the date here? I don't have the date on this, but it's got to be 4 or 5 months ago. Get ready for the Sovietization of America. And this is the article by Al Martin, and those who got after me, I wrote on it too, for possibly not having full documentation, probably had a good reason to get after me for that. But we have documentation now. I have enough, I think, to be able to say, yes, it is true what Al Martin has said, that the Office of Homeland, the Department of Homeland Security, Office of Homeland Security has hired Soviet, ex-Soviet KGB agents, because I have gone to the website, which I would like all of your listeners to go to. It's www.cicentre.com. That is the Center for Counterintelligence and Security Studies. Let me point out that it's been 5 months since I wrote my Senator Olympia Snow in regard to this, sending her my article, Al Martin's article, and all. And your listeners are probably wondering, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the United States government hiring the former president of Russia and head of the KGB and another KGB head by the name of Karpov to help our Homeland Security Office develop internal passports. That's what I'm talking about. And so I believe it is true because I have this right in front of me. I took it. I downloaded the information from the Center for Counterintelligence and Security Studies.
Now, who are they?
It says that they have hired Val Asilenko. He's a professor. He headed the North American Department in the KGB Foreign Intelligence Directorate. They've hired all sorts of people. There are quite a few Soviet types. And others, Americans, et cetera. Oh, they've got Oleg Kalugin. And Oleg Kalugin, actually, he's very important in this site because it was Kalugin that informed Al Martin about Primakov and Karpov being hired by Homeland Security. Folks out there, I do believe you must think it's as unusual as I do that the United States of America would be hiring these thugs that were responsible for the deaths of heaven knows how many innocent people over the years to help us develop an internal passport for Americans.
Well, now, what is this website that you're referring to? Is it a government website?
Yes.
Or is it a private website?
It is a private website, the Center for Counterintelligence and Security Studies, and it says right here that it provides advanced and innovative counterintelligence security training for people in the intelligence, national security, and defense communities in the U.S. government. Hear me?
All right, yes.
As well as for the corporate sector, espionage, spies, and spying activities are in the news every day. Get a professional, in-depth understanding, blah, blah, blah. These are experts who are retired from FBI, CIA, DOD, and the KGB.
Well, I don't know why we should really be so surprised about that. After all, the head of the KGB, Andropov, became president of the United States, president of Russia.
Right.
He was then succeeded by Khrushchev, who became president of Russia. He was the head of the KGB. And now, of course, he's traveling all over the United States with Stephen Rockefeller and Maurice Strong. He has headquarters in the United States Presidio. Now, I'd like to suggest and ask any of our listeners to try to find out how you could get offices in the Presidio, and I'd like to suggest that you could not rent under any circumstances office in the Presidio. So why should the ex-head of the Soviet KGB, the butcher of Afghanistan, because he was a premier of Russia when they were slaughtering the children there in Afghanistan, why would he get offices in the Presidio in the United States? So I don't think it's too far.
Why are we surprised? We shouldn't be surprised. Stan, I can say this, and I have no problem saying it. The United States has merged with the former Soviet Union.
Well, that was really always the plan. And those of you
Norman Dodd spelled it out, and you've been talking about it, and that's exactly what we're looking at right now. And the fact that my Senator Olympia Snowe refuses to answer me on this shows they just don't want us to know this. They know what they've done. Their evil little deeds in Congress. They're traitors down there. That's exactly what they are. They should all be brought home. They are traitors to us. I mean, the Arms Control and Disarmament Agency, you know, it was set up in 19, the Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty in itself, that was treason. And that's what we're looking at right now, because we're in the third stage of that, where Homeland Security, it's been copied from Hitler. It's really Hitler's plan, exactly what Ashcroft and Bush are doing. And I suggest people get in touch with Bernadine Smith, you know, in order to get the information on that. I want to give her telephone number out, because it's very, very important that Americans understand that the disarmament treaty signed in 1962 was nothing other than merging with the Soviet Union, disarming all of us, not just guided missiles and the defense part of it, which is now being used to the UN, for the UN, but our own guns. And that Americans have got to wake up, and they should please call Bernadine Smith. I'm going to give you her telephone number and her address, and I have all this information as well, but since she's the one that has done the major work on what I'm talking about tonight, and she's done this for 30 years with on her own personal money, fantastic individual, you know, get in touch with her. She knows her stuff. Her number is 559-584-5209.
Give that one more time.
559-584-5209. And she has a website, and I'll give you that as well. And it's Liberty 8, number 8 after the word Liberty, Liberty 8 at libertygunrights.com. And something's got to be done about this, because I mean, I never dreamt that I really would still be alive to see what Norman Dodd told us was going to happen.
Actually,
the culmination of the Foundation's plan to merge us. People think it's world government. Well, world government is nothing more nor less than what Lenin called for: international socialism.
And I think what people really have to understand is that back in 1953, I guess it was, you know, after Eastern Europe had gone communist and China had gone communist, there was talk at that time, gee, there must be communists working at the upper echelons of our government. And so there was a call. This was the time when there was sort of a hysteria out there, and there was the McCarthy's charges. And, of course, when the 1952, why Congress appointed a committee to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations, because what they found out was that the Rockefeller and the Ford and the Carnegie foundations were financing the communist movement here in the United States. Well, why would they be doing something like that? And so they appointed the Cox Committee, and in 1952, Congressman Cox promptly died, because heading a committee to investigate the great foundations can be a very lethal appointment. So in 1953, when Eisenhower became president and the Republicans controlled the House of Representatives, they appointed Congressman B. Carroll Reese of Tennessee to head the committee, and it came to be known as the Reese Committee. And, of course, the director of research for the Reese Committee was a man known as Norman Dodd, who I had the opportunity to interview in 1980. And it was in 1953 or 1954. He was asked to come to the office of the Ford Foundation, and Rowan Gaither, the president of the Ford Foundation, said, "Why is Congress investigating us?" And Norman Dodd said, "Because you're suspected of subversive activities." Rowan Gaither said, "Let me tell you what we're doing. We are working under a presidential directive. to so alter life in America that one day we can be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. And Mr. Dodd said, will you tell the American people that? And Rowan Gaither said, well, of course not. Because, of course, the last thing they want is for the American people to know the truth. And, of course, you can hear that in our four-tape set, The Secret Government, available, of course, through Radio Liberty. Our four-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. By the time you reach the retirement years, the average American will be taking 7 different prescription medications. Wouldn't it be nice to stay healthy and avoid taking all those pills? One unusual molecule has been shown to be effective in maintaining health, allicin, the active ingredient in fresh garlic. You won't find much allicin in regular store-bought garlic pills, but you will in Alimax, the only 100% pure allicin garlic extract now being imported from Britain. Call 866-405-4000 to learn more about Alimax. That's 866-405-4000. Alimax.
All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention that we carry the Big Berkey water filters, and of course there's the Big Berkey, which is made out of stainless steel, has ceramic filters, 4 of them. They're, of course, packed with this activated carbon, and of course the people love the water filters because it makes the water taste better if you have a bad taste in your water, and of course it'll remove the bacteria and many of the heavy metals and many of the pesticides and other things that are in there. And you want to get out, and you can actually take pond water, you can take river water or river water, and in emergency you can just go ahead and filter it through there, or you can take your regular well water, whatever it would be. And Big Berkey's been around for 150 years. They're $239, and of course, but they're not available in California or in Iowa. Now, there is a Berkey Light, which is made of Lexan, which they make the bulletproof glass out of, and that has a different type of filter. It's called a black Berkey filter. Does a better job. They don't last as long. The Berkey filters can be used 2 or 3 times. The black Berkey filters, it can be used, they last maybe 2 to 4 years, depending on how much you use them. Now, these are not good for fluoride, either one of them. If you have fluoride in your water and you want to get it out, you put on a post filter, and it'll take the fluoride out. But let me recommend that you consider either the Big Berkey, which is available in every state but California and Iowa, or the Berkey Light, which is $199. Doesn't come with the lights on it. You want that, it's an extra $60. But the Berkey Light, this is what we've got, and we're very, very happy with it. The Berkey Light is, of course, available for $199. If you buy either one, why, we'll give you a 4-tape set or a video we've produced. You can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and you can actually see the pictures, decide which one you want. And then, of course, we hope that you'll give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and that you'll actually order either the Berkey Light or the Big Berkey. And, of course, remember, if you order it to us, you'll get either a 4-tape set or a video we produced. All right, well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, before we went to the break, we were talking about how Norman Dodd had been talking to Rowan Gaither, and Rowan Gaither, in 1953 or 1954, said, we are operating under a presidential directive to so alter life in America that one day we can be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. Now, what are they talking about? They're talking about a ruling elite, a massive police force, and then everybody else sort of impoverished. And of course, in the early 1980s, I actually subscribed to a magazine known as Socialist Affairs, and these people have sort of an inside joke. The Socialist of the World, the Socialist International, publishes Socialist Affairs. The Communists publish Political Affairs. The Council on Foreign Relations publishes Foreign Affairs. They understand they're all working towards the same goal, and that is the one world government by a ruling elite, because that's what Russia was. There was no communism there. It was simply a fascist type of government with a ruling elite, and that's really what's planned, is a one world government with a ruling elite, and then behind that are the spiritual forces that, of course, will determine, I believe, that the ultimate ruler will be the Antichrist. But whether you believe that or not, this is the direction we're moving today. And in the name of fighting terrorism, why we're giving up our freedom. And you say it could never happen here. The American people would never allow it, and why wouldn't they? They control both of our political parties. They control our media.
That's right.
And of course, how will you reach the American people? All of our major conservative and Christian organizations have been compromised. And there are a few people out there, good people. You cannot get through to them. They're surrounded by people on the other side. And they're using some of our finest Christians to pursue policies that are detrimental to the survival of this country. And that's the reality, because I know these people. I attend meetings with them, and I will tell you that the people who surround them do have an agenda. And, of course, the truth will never come out of those organizations. One of the largest single Christian organization in America with several thousand radio outlets, actually the leader of that opposed the Religious Freedom Amendment. He took a neutral position, but when that was going to the Congress a few years ago, why, his organization, without his knowledge, came out and endorsed it. Why was that important? Because it would have written into law and the Constitution exactly what the Supreme Court has done. And the average individual doesn't know it. And certainly this Christian leader didn't even know what his own organization was doing. That's what we're up against today, ladies and gentlemen. That's why what Charlotte is saying is so important. Go ahead.
Well, I want to give people my website because it's helpful to go. There's an article I wrote, Leave No American Alone. That had to do with the Leave No Child Behind legislation, but it really... I've given the chronological history of how it all happened, detailed, documented, in that particular article. My website is deliberatedumbingdown, the three words together, .com. I want to leave my phone number as well, 207-442-0543. I'll do it again, 207-442-0543, for people to order the book, because the book is really a Bible of what happened. All documents that I a lot brought out of the U.S. Department of Education when I was a senior policy advisor during the Reagan administration. Ronald Reagan was very involved in implementing this whole agenda that we're talking about today, and I got fired for leaking documents. But that book is full of not just education documents, but as Stan was talking about, the Norman Dodd hearings, the assault, the arms limitation agreement, some major geopolitical events that tied in with education help you understand exactly what is going on right now. All the exchanges with the Soviet Union, Reagan signing the agreements with Gorbachev, the Carnegie Corporation, the Carnegie Corporation's initial document, which I have, the original document, 1934, Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies, which called for using the schools to change America to a socialist, collectivist economy in the new order. I have all these documents. We're looking right now at the end of the agenda. It's right in front of us. Regional government is the way they're implementing it. I have a very interesting little quote in there from a writer for the Communist Daily World, which says that regionalism is communism, and we're not moving fast enough towards that in the United States. It's a quote, a direct quote,
well,
how well it worked in the Soviet Union.
Well, I think what people must understand is that the communist movement in the United States has been funded by corporations and capitalists since its very inception, and most of the communists out there really have no idea that they're being used by the very, very people that they oppose. I subscribe to the Worker, for the World, communist publications for almost 40 years. I've never once seen them condemn the Council on Foreign Relations. Gee, why would that be?
That's
well, maybe it's because the Council actually has a copy of their publication that Lenin had written in, and that is the most precious possession they have. These people have worked with communism since its inception. You go to their headquarters, they're always having the communists come there. They work hand in glove, and they laugh at how stupid the American people are. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught of a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to tell you about a couple of the other things we carry. We carry Miracle 2 soap products, and Miracle 2 soap products, we can't make any medical claims for them, but we'll tell you that many of the people who use them certainly do, and we've had people call and say, gee, it's really helped my daughter's acne, or it's helped my rash, and all we can do is tell you what other people have said. We cannot tell you it's going to help you at all. And we have many people, of course, who use the neutralizer solution, which is a very alkaline solution for their heartburn. And, of course, they say it helps. All you can do is try it and see if it'll help. Other people say it helps with irregularity. We use the moisturizing soap. I've been bathing in this for well over a year. I wouldn't be without it. And, of course, there's a regular soap that has so many other uses besides just washing and washing dishes. And then there's a lotion and a gel. And the gel is the one that people will use on acne or many rashes. And all we can do is suggest, if you'd like to try the Miracle 2 soap products, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we would mention also we carry Phonopoly, which is a board game to teach people how to read phonetically and spell phonetically and pronounce words phonetically. And if you'd like, of course, to get a Phonopoly set, ordinarily anything that will teach children how to read phonetically are $200, $300, $600. This is $139.95. We throw in a couple of books. It's 5 board games and 2 bonus games. It's called Phonopoly. We've had really so many people very, very pleased with this. And if you'd like to get a Phonopoly set, the telephone number to call is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and my guest is Charlotte Isabey. Charlotte, go right ahead now.
All right. Well, we were talking about regionalism. I think it's important. I'd like to point out here this article, 1975, by Morris Zeitlin, where he said, in socialist countries, metropolitan regions enjoy regional government and comprehensive planning. Of the many regions in the vast territory of the Soviet Union, the Moscow region commands special attention, for it has been since the 1917 revolution the country's economic and political center. And then he goes on to say, the economic and functional efficiencies and the social benefits that comprehensive national, regional, and city planning make possible in Socialist Society explained the Soviet Union's enormous and rapid economic and social progress. But, folks, that's 1975. That is a communist writing for the Daily World. Now, we're implementing that right now. The sustainable development is part of it, getting rid of elected officials, dropping borders, etc. But now let me go on a little further. I have this off of the Internet, 18th of November, 2002. This is to point out to you that regionalism is the name of the game worldwide, and there's going to be a meeting, I'm going to read it, a new world organization, United Cities and Local Governments, to be launched in January 2004. This is coming right out of the organization of United Cities and Local Governments. You can go, I'm going to give you the website. The name, okay, that's going to be launched in 2004. This organization's mission is to be the united voice and world advocate of democratic local self-government. They're seeking a professional to head it up in Barcelona. That's where the headquarters will be.
Now, wait a minute now, Charlotte. We're going to have local self-government, so they're planning on doing this over in Barcelona. What's wrong with this picture? If we're going to have local self-government, why are they planning on this internationally?
Well, let me read the rest. It says, United Cities and Local Governments will be the interlocutor between local government and the United Nations, and will ensure the political representation of local government to the international community. It will progress local government policies. It will process, I guess, local government policies in the key areas of decentralized cooperation. This is getting rid of our form of government, right? It's bringing it right down, decentralizing. This is why everybody thinks it's good. It isn't. We're losing our elected officials. Sustainable development, urbanization, social inclusion, and poverty eradication. The founding Congress of United Cities and Local Governments will be held in Paris in May 2004 with the theme Cities, Local Governments, the Future for Development. The event signals a new era for cities and local governments and blah, blah, the strengthening of the local voice at the international level. Now, this is terribly important. Let me give you the website. It's www.IULA, and that stands for, I guess, the Institute for United Cities. No, I don't know what it is. IULA-INT.org. Go in there. When I read this, I knew immediately that this is the final blow to our form of government. They've been pushing the sustainable development, regional government, everything here. In fact, Muskie, Senator Ed Muskie, Mr. Metro, years ago, and this is what you were saying, Stan, both parties are controlled at the top by the same people. The Republicans and the Democrats have the same agenda at the top. Muskie said when he could not, the Democrats couldn't get regional government approved, they went to Richard Nixon, the Republican, who carved the country into 10 regions. And you have to, that's a perfect example about how you don't think that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party is going to get us out of this mess, because they both are controlled at the top. And that was, Carol Quigley said the same thing in Tragedy and Hope.
Page 1247, 1248, right?
Exactly. And the other thing we're talking about, Stan, the Communist Party headquarters, USA, is opposite Pratt House in New York City, which is the Council on Foreign Relations. Very interesting, isn't it? And another little thing, please, and for my articles in regard to the Al Martin article for Homeland Security, where we've hired former KGB agents to develop an internal passport for us, you can go to newswithviews.com and just look under Charlotte Iserbeat, and you'll find two articles that I've written there. These articles should be looked at in conjunction with Bernadine Smith's wonderful information, and I gave you her address. I'm going to give you her telephone number again. Wait a minute. I've got to get this for you. Her telephone number again. California guys, get on the ball there. You're all wonderful because you're in the minority there, and I find that if California may be the state that will save us, because I've sold more books in California than any other state in the nation.
Well, that's because we're one of the biggest states. But let me tell you.
Yeah, but you've got a lot of good conservatives there instead.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, they're running Arnold Schwarzkopf. I mean, the Council on Foreign Relations is running Arnold Schwarzkopf prevent Tom McClintock from getting the nomination.
I
suspect his campaign has already been infiltrated, at least from everything I've seen. So, well, I mean, you never give the suckers an even chance.
He's got George Shultz on his staff,
the one who
signed the agreement with Gorbachev to merge the two education systems.
And, of course, George Shultz, who is an advisor to Arnold Schwarzenegger, was actually on the board of Gorbachev's State of the World Forum when it was initially formed, but nobody talked about that.
Well, let me give Bernadine's number again. It's 559-584-5209. And ask her to send you that marvelous packet that she's got, which I really do believe that if people took Bernadine's recommendations seriously and got to work with their own states to repeal this horrible Arms Control and Disarmament Act, it could be done. It has to be done state by state. We could save this country. So she's right on the button with this. Bernadine Smith.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, if you're out across America and you agree or you disagree, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And let me just point out, Charlotte was just talking about how they're strengthening the local government. Well, what they do is they send from the United Nations directly down to the local, say, the local fire department or the local health department or the local water board, their plan for how things should be set up. And, of course, the water board, made up of people who are really not very sophisticated, and they've hired an expert advisor, and that expert advisor is one of the boys. And he goes right along and says, now, this is the latest thing. This is our idea. This is our plan. We want to enact it. And the people on the board aren't smart enough to know that this came right out of the United Nations, and this whole thing of sustainable development, and just substitute the word socialism or fascism for sustainable development, you'll understand what they're talking about, and they enact it, and locally, step by step, just as they did in the Soviet Union, we are enacting authoritarian control, and we become a nation of laws that regulates every aspect of human endeavor and takes away our property rights and our personal rights and eventually our children and our wealth. So people have to understand, they know exactly what they're doing. They're transferring the wealth of America to other countries through the process of globalization, open borders. In the early 1980s, there was an article in Socialist Affairs that talked about how we would transfer our wealth to other nations, and I said the American people will never go for that. And yet, of course, since George Bush came into office, we've already transferred over 3,125,000 jobs out of America that will never come back again.
Yes.
And, of course, we're in the process of transferring our industries that will never come back again. And America's wealth is being transferred out. And when it discovered it, people are going to say, gee, we should have voted for the Democrats, without ever realizing the Democrats are part and parcel of the same program.
Yeah, you know, I have here, Stan, there are just four pieces of paper that I just want to read some headlines here. This is to prove to people that we're very, very close to the Soviets and the Chinese, as if you need to have it proven. But I'm reading 1993. This is from New York Times. U.S.-Russia signed pact for joint troop exercises. I'm not going to go into the details, but that's the headline, all right? This is 1993. Washington Times. Russian nuclear exercises include a mock hit on the United States. And even the Clinton administration said that the Soviets were way ahead of us, defense-wise, okay? Now, this is June 25th, 2002. China to buy 8 more Russian submarines. $1.6 billion deal would aid a blockade of Taiwan, challenge U.S. power in the region. This is May 18, 2003. Russia preparing for nuclear attacks on U.S. and Britain. Russia will launch a mock nuclear attack against us during military okay? I'm reading that for your listeners. I've got many more. I can go back to the Russian Revolution, right? But I'm just reading this latest stuff. They're meant to be our friends. This is George Bush's good friend, Putin, right?
I mean, that man, he could look into his eyes and he knew he was an honest man.
Oh, yes. So come on, folks, get with it. Get Bernadine's packet. Understand that we are in the third stage of the disarmament treaty, which means that they're going to use Homeland Security as the internal police. Military government is being set up in this country right now under George Bush's administration.
Well, we've got to
Homeland
do,
Security.
Well, we've got to do that, Charlotte, to fight these wicked terrorists, because, I mean, they're terrorists every place. They keep telling us they're terrorists every place, but they just can't seem to find any explosive to blow anything up with, but we know that they're there. And they're not, certainly that there are no people who hate America in this country. It's just that they have to have money, they have to have explosives, they have to have training, and that's what they get from Saudi Arabia and from Pakistan and from the other countries that we back, that have trained the terrorists who threaten America today. What's wrong with this picture?
It's there. You know very well what's wrong with it. It's very, very simple. They used 9/11. They absolutely used 9/11 to take us down. Oklahoma City was a rehearsal for 9/11. I mean, anybody who's done studying on that, and I have, you know, we know very well that there was a lot that we were not told in regard to Oklahoma City. I think that people have got to understand that when you've got, let's go back again, I'm just, you know, fixated on the merger with the Soviet Union because I've been following it too long. Let's go to Gorbachev in London in 2 years ago, referring to the emerging European Union as a new European Soviet. Then Bush came out, you know, and he said, a new Russian-American partnership is being formed. A Russian colonel now works on the staff of U.S. Army General Tommy Franks. We're going to meet as equal partners with President Putin at the NATO-Russian Council. And, you know, this goes on and on. We have, in 1994, Louis Freeh, under Clinton, he went to Moscow to set up the global FBI.
I
on
think
the 4th of July, he signed an agreement creating a framework. And think about the Primakov thing, you know, Homeland Security now. He signed an agreement creating a framework for FBI-KGB collaboration.
And now this is 1943 under the Clinton administration?
This is 1994 under
1994,
Clinton,
okay.
And Freeh went on to say, we can honestly say that our two nations have more in common than ever before, declared Freeh at the ceremony which took place after a tour of the KGB's Lubyanka Square headquarters.
We are
united in purpose and in spirit.
But now, wait a minute. Isn't that the man that George Bush appointed to head our FBI?
Louis Freeh.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry. No, Louis Freeh was the head of the FBI at that time. I'm mixing him with Mueller, right.
You're thinking about Tenet.
No, I'm thinking about Mueller.
This whole project, this is community policing, see? Which we have in our community now, where our local police are giving medals to citizens who do good deeds determined by the local police. This is part of the community-oriented policing system. Bernadine deals very much with the community, the COPS program as well. And this agreement that was signed between Freeh and the KGB was really the community policing system being set up in our community. It's called Neighborhood Collective Efficacy, and it says, what did he say here? Former KGB Lieutenant Colonel, whatever, shares that. It says, now in Russia, it is a fashion to revive some institutions of the Soviet period. And he's referring to the COPS program.
All right. Let's go to Fred, who's calling from Salinas. Fred, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I want to just make a statement that... I don't know if she knows it, but during the late 1950s and all through the 60s and the early 70s, right when we were in the throes of the Cold War, we had up to a 500-ship trawl fleet working all up and down our west coast here.
And speaking inside, of Soviet trawlers, Soviet trawlers?
Soviet trawlers.
Right.
And inside that trawl fleet was a research vessel, and on that research vessel was a group of men from what used to be called the Bureau of Commercial Fisheries, which is now the National Marine Fisheries Service.
Now, wait a minute. You mean there were Americans on a Soviet ship?
They were Americans on the Soviet ship doing stock surveys and bottom bottom surveys and spawning ground surveys, doing all the surveys on the fish movements up and down the coast.
That's part of the agreements that Eisenhower signed?
Yes.
And, I am sort of, the thing I'm most familiar with, I'm sure you are, Major Jordan's diaries, where
yes.
in the early 40s, who knew that the UN existed then, that the Russians ordered our commercial airliners off of the Newark airport, because Harry Hopkins had informed them that it was meant to be used only for the Russians, and then Major Jordan found all the components of the A-bomb in those suitcases
uh-huh.
in 1940. That book is probably, folks, if you ever want a good book, go on the Internet and try to get it.
Major Jordan's Diary.
Major Jordan's Diary.
Right.
And that is a key book for an understanding of just what your caller said. We have been working together closely for years, ever since the Russian Revolution.
But we can't let the American people know that. Do you want to make a closing remark, Fred? We're just about out of time.
What I wanted to say was that during that same period of time, I found out that the Bureau of Commercial Fisheries was deep into the intelligence service. A lot of the fisheries money was funneled through the intelligence service. So,
Fred, you know what? I'd love to have that information. I did not know this. I could add it to my files if you have anything in writing.
Let me see what I can find, and I'll call Dr. Stan.
All right, and we'll
you
get this
that?
On. Never. God bless. Thanks so much, Fred.
Yep. Have a good day.
Okay, and we're just about out of time.
Yep.
Charlotte, do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Well, all I can say is I think Bernadine has hit the nail on the head with a major problem.
All right, fine. And so once more, her telephone number?
Is 559-584-5209.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank
it's
you,
always
Sam.
A pleasure. And, of course, we'll look forward to having you on one of our other programs. And next time, I won't forget you were supposed to be on the first hour, too. God bless you, Charlotte.
It's okay, Stan. God
Bye-bye.
Bless. Bye.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape
we had.
It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention that, of course, we hope that many of you want to set up an Institute of the Constitution in your community, and you do that simply by calling 410-760-9068. Now, what's an Institute of the Constitution? It's a readily packaged program. Has everything in it you need if you're going to set up a program to teach people about our Christian heritage. Do you really care? If we don't know our heritage, how can we preserve it? And if we don't believe in our Constitution, how can we maintain our freedom? There are powerful and evil forces out there that, of course, are intent upon establishing a one-world dictatorship. And, of course, behind that are sinister spiritual forces. And believe me, they have infiltrated our churches. They've convinced a lot of Christians. You don't have anything to worry about. Why, God is in charge of everything. He'd never let anything bad happen to you. And that's why they never mention in America the 12 million people, other than the Jews, predominantly Christians, who perished in the concentration camps in Hitler's Germany, because that might, of course, upset some of the Americans. Or you're never now allowed to know about how the they preached Romans 13 in Hitler's Germany, And if you don't know that, we have a wonderful book. It's called Hitler's Cross by Erwin Lutzer, senior pastor at the Moody Bible Church in Chicago. And he tells about how they used Romans 13 over and over again to neutralize the German Christians. And what's going on today is sort of like deja vu all over again, all over again. You need to get the information we're talking about. We have the book, Hitler's Cross. Of course, you need to understand that they're manipulating the Christians because they're the one group who might be able to take back America and stop this terrible move towards world fascism. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we have to remind you, of course, that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to finance what we do. 5 hours every day as we reach out across America. Our program, our weekend program, heard on 35 stations. I wish it was on 350 stations, because people across America are hearing the truth they're not going to get elsewhere. So if you believe that Radio Liberty has a worthwhile message, if you'd like to be part of an organization that is simply not going along with what everybody else is going along with, that addresses the spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, we do hope that many of you will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do 5 hours every day. And, of course, if you can give more than that, we'll certainly appreciate it because we want to get our evening program at a short wave. And then we've got a whole flock of stations out there across America that would take our Saturday program if we could simply have the funding for it. So seriously consider doing all that you possibly can to help us because I believe that we are on the front lines of this battle for the survival of America. And the question is, what is your freedom worth to you in dollars and cents? And remember, of course, when freedom fails, why, everything is lost. And people say it can't happen here. Why can't it happen here? I mean, are we concerned about what's happening to the Christians in communist China today? Are we really concerned about what's happening to the Christians in the Sudan, where the Bush administration won't even condemn the aggressors, the Muslims there, as terrorists, and, of course, withdraw financial support from them? In fact, most of the money that's being used to kill the Christians there was raised on American markets by China Petrol. But, of course, we wouldn't want to offend those nice Chinese communists, would we? But, ladies and gentlemen, we're in real problems today. And remember those words of Thomas Jefferson, "I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice cannot sleep forever." Well, our hope is that you will go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You'll pull down our newsletters. You'll pull down our programs. You'll tell other people about our programs. You'll check the facts and find out if they could really be true. Get Charlotte Isabey's book. We actually carry the book. It's called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. It has all these documents she's talked about. That's The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, by Charlotte Isabey. We have the four tapes at The Secret Government. We'll actually hear my interview with Norman Dodd, where he tells about how Rowan Gaither, a president of the Ford Foundation, said, the purpose of the Ford Foundation is to so alter life in America that one day we can be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. That's why they financed the Chinese communist movement and why we brought communism to China, why we brought communism to Eastern Europe, why we financed communism since its inception. So that one day we could have this one world authoritarian system with a new ruling elite and a new world religion and a new world order. And that's what it's all about. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the rest of the story that you're never going to hear discussed on most other programs. So if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to get the Berkey filters, or you have them on our website, or you can get them through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927, and then pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our ministers. But also remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And, of course, tell others about Radio Liberty. Tell them about our website, radioliberty.com. And then, of course, till tomorrow when we'll be back with you again at the same time. This is Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.